of the band, no signs of slowing down at all. 2019, he released a new album, Cinematic, did the score for Martin Scorsese's latest movie, The Irishman. He took part in the making of a documentary, Once Were Brothers, Robbie Robertson and the band, based on his 2016 memoir, Testimony. And he's writing a sequel to Testimony right now. Here's Robbie Robertson.
I'm going to have to shut off the world at some point and really roll up my sleeves and finish this, because writing a book is not a hobby. You have to really, really lock in and tell those stories in a way that it is a page turner. But anyway, I've got to go back to that place and feel like I'm sitting in that room to tell it in the most honest way that I can.
Doesn't sound like he's a guy who sits a lot. The song What a Fool Believes. On this day in 1980, it won both Song of the Year and Record of the Year at the Grammy Awards. It also was a number one song. It was on the album Minute by Minute, and it was a writing session with Kenny Loggins and Michael McDonald that kicked it off. It was a piano riff and some lyrics written on a napkin, and it turned into that monster. Michael McDonald says it, you know, it was a riff that was hanging around for a year. Here's how it became a completed song.
I kept playing this piano groove for Ted Templeman, and he kept saying, God, you've got to finish that song. I tell you, that's a hit. I kept saying, well, I just can't think of anything else to do with it. And then on an airplane ride, I came up with some lyrics and wrote them on a napkin. But I didn't really write the song until I got together with Kenny Loggins. We're going to get together for the first time to co-write, and he was outside my door. And I was playing that riff thinking, well, maybe I'll play him this. Maybe he'll help me make the song out of this. And a doorbell rang. When I answered, he didn't say hello or anything. He goes, whatever you were just playing, let's work on that.